What is going on, everybody? Let's talk some MMA. First off, I want to give my condolences to, and my thoughts and prayers go out to Robert Fallas. He was one of our great MMA coaches that passed away over the weekend. RIP to him. So, guys. Lots of MMA news. I know you guys know that UFC 218, oh sorry, UFC 219 is around the corner. Where do we start? Where do we start? Big news in MMA world today. I don't know if you guys heard this, but basically fighters with three or less appearances in the UFC are now going to receive 300, 3,500 per fight. So that's 3,500 per fight. And fighters with 4 to 5 appearances will make 5 grand. This news actually really stunned me. I don't know what the UFC has in mind for their fighters, but I know some of them are not going to take this news very very well. Actually, they're not going to take it well at all. February 18th, UFC Austin, we got Northcutt coming back. Actually, Northcutt's been actually in the gym training very 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 hard. He Northcutt for to me is a very weird super athlete. Northcutt is the future. Guys, keep your eyes out for Sage Northcutt. He goes against Gooty. Northcutt versus Gooty. I can't pronounce his first or last name, but tickets are on sale January 5th. This is a February 18th card on a Sunday, so make sure you guys watch that. Tyron Woodley just got out of shoulder surgery. He's ready to get back in there. A lot of guys are calling him out. A lot of guys want to fight him. Yeah. Who else do we got? I don't know if you guys heard this over the weekend, but Floyd Mayweather is trying to fight for the UFC. Trying to fight in the UFC. Talking about he'll make a lot of money. Demetrius Johnson actually stepped up and said he'll fight him. But Floyd's not having it. Floyd is I mean, it's stupid. Why would Floyd Mayweather risk getting knocked out? 'Cause that's exactly what's going to happen. He's going to get knocked out. And yeah, so I feel like that's a bad idea for him even trying to come to the UFC. UFC Charlotte on January 27th is let me try to get this right before I try to give you guys this information. UFC Charlotte. I know it's Derek Brunson headlining this card, and Jacare Souza. So that's going to be a very, very, very interesting fight. Shout out to my man Derek Brunson. I used to train with him in Wilmington. What's up, guys? Let's talk MMA. Topic of discussion today is UFC 219, Holly Holm versus Chris Cyborg, which is going to be a ridiculous, literally is going to be a ridiculous card. And then we got Khabib Nurmagomedov, 24 and 0, versus Edson Barboza, ranked number 4 in the world. And this fight between Khabib Nurmagomedov and Edson Barboza is going to be a fight for title contention. So basically, winner gets a title shot. That card is December 30th at the T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas, Nevada. Basically, let's talk, guys. Basically, so Holly Holm's looking to become the first female to hold two belts in, you know, two different weight divisions, just like Conor McGregor and, you know, great other fighters before him and her. Well, let's talk Holly Holm. Holly Holm, to me, is... Holly Holm is a scary, scary lady. But don't get me wrong, Chris Cyborg, when she says she's a cyborg, man, I believe it. She is a cyborg. And that will be a very, very interesting fight. I want to hear your predictions on the fight. My prediction is... I couldn't tell you, but Chris Cyborg is going to get knocked out. I could tell you that. I could tell you that for sure. My bet is on Holly Holm. Then we got Khabib. Khabib is just this Khabib is an animal, man. Khabib 24-0, dominated every single opponent. I don't understand why he's still not champion. As long as he's been in and the people he's beaten, he's being all he's fighting is top dogs, but Edson Barboza is a challenge. Like, I would not sleep on Edson Barboza. Edson Barboza is a dangerous man. He actually has a kickboxing background. He actually wanted to start in kickboxing before he wanted to start in the UFC. But his kickboxing is taking him a very long way in the UFC. Cyborg has 16 knockouts in her last 16 fights, which is crazy to me. Then you got, Chris Cyborg is just an animal. I'm looking at these stats right now, and Chris Cyborg has 16 knockouts. All her victories are by knockout, so. I don't know, guys. It's a crazy fight to me. Interesting fight to me. I just want to hear what you guys got to say about it. What else can we pull up? But yeah, Chris. The Ronda Rousey, that Holly Holm with those long legs and those that her reach is just ridiculous. I mean, the way she knocked out Ronda Rousey and the way she knocked out Betch Koheya, oh my gosh, just she's ruthless. She is ruthless. But with Chris Cyborg's power, I don't know how she'll hold up against Holly. In their fight, December 30th. Who else? We got Tim Elliott was rebooked for UFC 219 against Mark De La Rose. So, no. I don't know what happened with that one. 219 will be a very, very, very interesting card. It's literally the biggest card of the year. Okay. That's it for 219. Holly versus Cyborg. December 30th. Khabib Nurmagomedov. Edson Barboza. You cannot beat that, guys. You cannot beat it. What's going on, everybody? Let's talk MMA. So, real fast, I really want to bring up this Bellator World Grand Prix. Oh my gosh, did you guys hear about this? It's February 16th on April, and it is for the World Heavyweight Championship, and this is a crazy eight-man tournament. And on the first lineup, Chael Sonnen versus Rampage, Quentin Rampage Jackson, both legends. All these are actually legends. These guys are all incredible. I grew up watching all these guys. Who else we got next? We got Matt Mitrione versus Roy Nelson. Matt Mitrione is already the champion, so... I'm sorry. Matt Mitrione is not the champion. Matt Mitrione is on his way. His last fight was against Fedor Emelianenko, and he beat Fedor. in fantastic fashion. I think they both threw a punch at the same time and both knocked each other down, which is pretty epic. It was one of those like MMA epic moments. Who else do we got? We got Frank Mir versus Fedor Emelianenko, which is crazy. We all know who Frank Mir is. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen or watched Frank Mir. Frank Mir, if he gets Fedor on the ground, he I feel like that will be his advantage. But let's not sleep on Fedor Emelianenko just because of his last fight. You know what I'm saying? Matt Mitrione. Fedor's an experienced fighter. Then we have King Mo versus Ryan Bader. And that's what I was getting to. Ryan Bader is actually a champion, UFC champion. King Mo, I haven't really, you know, heard much about King Mo. I haven't really, you know, don't know what he's doing. But last time I checked, King Mo was a very scary dude. I hope we get to see the same King Mo. But Ryan Bader's just been on a tear after he left the UFC, destroying people left and right. I think Ryan is going to be everybody's toughest challenge. My money is on Ryan because Ryan has, you know, he's earned the title. He's been wanting to be world champion for a long time, even when he was in the UFC. I think a lot of people were sleeping on Ryan Bader. But, I think Ryan's going to be a tough test. I think I'm not so much hyped for the Rampage because we haven't really seen the old Rampage in a long time. So I don't know what's up with Rampage. Sonnen, we're still watching you, man. You know, we still got hope on you. Frank Mir, I love to see what Frank Mir and Fedor Emelianenko can bring to the table at such a, you know, at the age they're at. King Mo and Ryan Bader will be a great fight. Matt Mitrione and Roy Nelson will be a great fight. Will be a great fight. And this is Bellator, Bellator Grand Prix. And it's February 16th. Don't miss it, guys. Bellator. What is going on, Anchor World? Let's talk about Fighter of the Year. All right, so UFC, I guess, just released their contestants for the Fighter of the Year. I want to hear your guys' thoughts on it. I want you guys to comment. You know, tell me who you guys think is the Fighter of the Year. And who do we got? We have Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson. We have Rose Namajunas, Max Holloway, and Robert Whittaker, all four champions. Guys, my pick would have to be for this year, who has really blown my mind, is Rose Namajunas. Rose Namajunas has, if you guys saw her last fight, she literally, I feel like she just surprised all of us in her match against Ioane and Jacek. I feel like she's a real thug, man. Like, she is a real, real thug. She is a force to be reckoned with. I would not sleep on her. I can't wait to see her back. If you guys didn't know, her and Rose Namajunas versus Ioane and Jacek, I think they're in the works for a rematch. I'm not sure, but I'll definitely keep you guys updated on that. Demetrius Johnson, on the other hand, there's not much to say, but he is the GOAT. He's literally the greatest of all time, period, point blank. In my opinion, better than any mixed martial artist out here right now. This guy's on a whole, totally different wave than any MMA fighter out here right now. Max Holloway, Max Holloway is my dude. You know what I'm saying? Max Holloway, Max put on a performance beating Aldo. Robert Whittaker just stunned all of us with literally everything. Robert Whittaker, I think we need to see a lot more from Robert Whittaker to really call him Fighter of the Year. Next, guys, I want to need you guys to leave a comment below. Who do you guys think would who would you guys want to see make a comeback in 2018? interesting, right? A, Ronda Rousey. B, Brock Lesnar. C, Conor McGregor. And D, John Jones. Me, I would love to see good old Brock Lesnar come back in here and fight. Actually, you know what would be really crazy? Brock Lesnar versus John Jones. That'll be a great fight. Because you remember in John's last fight, he called out Brock Lesnar after, you know, after what happened, you know. I really feel like Brock and John Jones would be a very, very interesting fight. Best finish of the year. Best finish of 2017, guys. We have Francis Ngannou. His fight against Alistair Overeem was crazy. I guess he was a super knockout. I'm going to call it a Super Saiyan knockout because it was just a knockout from hell. Then we have Alexander Gustafsson and Glover Teixeira. Alexander Gustafsson ended that fight, I think, with like 3 uppercuts and hit him with a hook. I think with a left hook. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Holly Holm's head kick against Betch Cohea. I feel like it wasn't as impressive as her Ronda Rousey one, but it still was a head kick and it knocked her out. And it was literally like the only real connect that we saw the whole fight. And then we have, of course, the GOAT, Demetrius Johnson, and his flying armbar, which was insane, guys. Comment, tell me what you guys think. Tell me who do you guys want to see come back in the UFC. Who do you think the best finish was? And Fighter of the Year. I'm going to go over there one more time. Fighter of the Year, Demetrius Johnson, Rose Namajunas, Max Holloway, Robert Whittaker. Who would you guys like to see come back in 2018? Ronda Rousey, Lesnar, McGregor, or Jones? And best finish of the year, Ngannou, Holm, Johnson, or Gustafsson? Comment below, and I will see you guys in the next MMA Talk. What is going on, Anchor? Merry Christmas to every motherfucking body out there. Sir, MMA news. Let's talk MMA, guys. First of all, John Lineker is out of UFC 219. His fight with Jimmy Rivera due to a tooth infection, which is kind of odd. I had a tooth infection once. Very painful, so I can only imagine the kind of pain he's in. What else do we got? Oh, so I don't know if you guys follow Platinum Mike Perry. You saw his last fight. His last fight was pretty interesting. It was pretty cool. We saw a lot of adversity by him. But that motherfucker has a hard chin. I can tell you guys that. But latest news from Platinum Mike Perry. There's this conversation going on between Mike Perry and Darren Till. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Darren Till. Darren Till's an up-and-comer. He's undefeated, and he's a very... he's a very very well-rounded fighter. But yeah, a few words they exchanged this morning. I think they were talking about, you know, let's fight, sign the contract, blah, 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 blah. So basically, Mike Perry is talking about, you know, I'm going to give you a contract with my name on it. We'll make it happen. Don't lose your O. You know, stay undefeated, stay healthy, because I'm coming for you. Basically, that's what Mike Perry's saying. Darren Till responds with, thanks for all the wishes, same to you. Zero's staying, don't worry about it. And yes, I'll sign it. Let's go. Fucking war. It's what you want. Rankings. And losses mean fuck all to me. I don't know what he was talking about. But basically, Mike Perry, Darren Till, you guys keep your eyes open. Because I think they're going to fight. And yesterday, if you guys didn't hear me talking about Fighter of the Year, actually, Max Holloway was named Rolling Stone's Fighter of the Year 2017. So congratulations to Max Blessed Holloway. He has been blessed this whole year. Yeah, a lot of people are upset about John Lineker out of his fight. I was hyped to see that. That was going to be a good fight, actually. Back to UFC 221. Luke Rockhold and Robert Whittaker are actually going to be fighting on that card. I don't know if you guys heard, but GSP vacated his title, which makes Robert Whittaker go from interim champion to champion, and now he faces Luke Rockhold. Luke Rockhold, to me, is a worthy opponent. I think this will be Luke Rockhold's final chance to prove, you know, he can become champion again and stay champion, because I feel like this division is coming with heat and coming with new talent every single day. So Robert Whittaker, to me, is he's a prospect. Robert Whittaker's a stud. Don't sleep on Robert Whittaker. Robert Whittaker will put the hands to you. It's going to be a great fight, guys. It's going to be a very, very, very interesting fight. So far in the press conferences, I've seen no animosity from any guys. I've seen no, you know, trash talk. I've just seen a lot of respect from both guys, which is very, 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 very good, you know. I'm trying to get my charger plugged into my phone right now. But yeah, guys, let me know what you guys think on that UFC 221 card, Robert Whittaker versus Luke Rockhold. And that's it for right now. I will see you guys a little bit later. What is up, Anchor? So this time we're not going to talk about any MMA. I'm basically going to talk about my plan for this Anchor Live, and, you know, yeah, so basically I'm in the process of, you know, trying Anchor out, trying to feel it out, trying to see where it takes me. I am in the process of making a YouTube channel as well, which seems to be giving me the hardest time ever right now. Yeah, so basically what my YouTube channel is going to be based on is my journey through my mixed martial arts, basically where I am right now, where I want to be, how I'm going to get there, you know, all the obstacles. So I want to show you guys, you know, all the hard and difficult challenges I'm going to have to go through to get there, because it will not be easy. And with this Anchor Live thing, I am basically going to be talking about focusing more on martial arts and less on my everyday life. I'm gonna leave that for the YouTube channel, so you guys can check that out. It's gonna be Supreme TV. It's gonna be my channel on YouTube. But yeah, so I mean, I don't care about how many people are following me. I don't care how many people are listening, how many subscribers I get. I'm just doing it because it's an experience. You never know. If you don't try, then you never know. Excuse me. You never know, you know, the outcome. If you don't put in the work, if you don't, you know, basically, if you don't try, then you never know, guys. So basically, I'm at that whole period of my life to where it's like I'm letting my guard down, and I'm like, fuck it. If I don't try, then, you know, how do I know it's going to fail? I'm going to fail or not. So really, I'm really just not trying to focus on who's going to be, you know, watching my videos, who is going to be subscribing to me, who's this, who's that. I'm not worried about any of that. I'm only worried about, you know, having the experience, trying something new, you know, going through the motions, because it's like, you never know, guys. You never know. But right now, I am in the process of creating this YouTube channel. I'm literally, you know, going to give it everything and everything I have right now, because, like I said, I've always wanted to make YouTube. I've always wanted to have a channel. I just I never knew of what. I'm not gonna lie, I knew what I wanted to do. Like skits and, you know, funny videos and stuff like that. But now I'm at a point, I'm glad I waited this long too to make a YouTube channel. It's been like years in the making. But I'm glad I, you know, waited this long to really understand myself and really, you know, see what I want to actually do. Basically, what I actually want to do is take you guys through my life on my everyday journey. Yeah, guys, it's going to be a roller coaster, but I want you guys to be a part of it. Whoever's out there listening, you know, I love you already. Thanks for the support. And we will talk about some MMA next time I see you. Love you guys. Peace.